90.
Some Democrats are coming to freshman Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib's defense after she canceled a visit to the West Bank to see her family. Now, Tlaib and Congresswoman Ilhan Omar held a press conference Monday in Minneapolis where they discussed their side to the story and basically talked about why they were going with the group they went with in place of the group of 71 bipartisan congressmen and women who just came back from Israel. Republican Congressman Mark Green on that press conference held Monday.
Pretty much everything that they said in their press conference was an absolute lie. I mean, they said that they were denied because of their faith. I mean, that's crazy. Israel allows Muslims to transition their borders all the time. In fact, there are six Muslims on the Knesset right now, serving in the Israeli Knesset. So that was just one of many lies. Many others, this grandmother visit and the tears, she hadn't visited her grandmother for 13 years prior to this. I mean, if she really wanted to go see her grandmother, she would have gone. And then when Israel gave her the choice, gave her the opportunity and said, look, if you just don't, you know, get over there and incite stuff while you're in those territories, you can go. And she said, oh, no. Obviously, she hates Jews more than she likes her grandmother. Oh, obviously.
Green was speaking there on Fox News. And finally, the title for the latest James Bond film is being revealed. No Time to Die will be the sixth and final Bond film to feature actor Daniel Craig in the main role. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business, or you're watching us on Facebook. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. Teachable Moments in Business is a program where we have opportunities to interview folks from different organizations, different companies. Some people are business owners. Some are entrepreneurs. Some people are thinking about getting into business. There are just so many areas that we can pursue in helping people become successful in what they do. We also interview nonprofit organizations and different interest groups, and today we have one of them, which is pretty neat. The Hunterdon Flutter Wheels is a square dance club, and today we have two members of the organization that I'd like you to meet. So we have on my left is Joe Quietek, who is the past president of Hunterdon Flutter Wheels. And we also have Mary Moody, who's the two of them have been involved in this organization for a long time. Both of them are club callers. They are avid square dancers and have been doing it for a very long time. And we were sitting here chatting about the organization before the beginning of the show. And I'd like to I'm going to pick their brains, so to speak, and we'll do some brainstorming to learn about the organization. And the hope here is that we will make some comments and suggestions and explore ideas that you may be able to translate and use in your own business endeavors, regardless of what there might be. Everything we talk about can be modified for virtually any industry or activity that you might be engaged in. So first of all, I'd like you to meet my guests. I'll go with ladies first. Mary Moody, welcome to Teachable Moments.
Vicki, thank you so much for having us.
Well,
we're thrilled to be here.
Good. And let's move up a little bit further so I can hear you better.
Okay.
Okay. Good. I've got to get you even closer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's even better.
That's
much better.
Okay.
So, So, let's meet Joe. You are Joe.
Yes, I am. How are you today?
I'm great, and I'm glad that you're here. We were contacted by Joanna Llewellyn,
yes.
Who is a member of your organization that's Hunterdon in Flutter Wheels, and she's told me that some new activities and events that are occurring in September, and that she was anxious to have you folks be interviewed in our program so we can spread the word about what your organization does. So kind of maybe we should start there, and between the two of you can answer these questions or offer some insight. But why are you here?
Why are we here?
Yeah.
We were invited.
Okay.
And our club has grown a great deal in the last few years. And it was a targeted effort, not just, God sprinkled some people into our midst. But and we thought we had something to share with your audience in the fact that we've been able to grow and we have a successful organization. We are a social organization. We are a square dance club. You almost need to be a club to be able to dance because you need to rent a hall and you need to have insurance nowadays.
That's right.
And we partner with the Hunterdon County Recreation Department, which is a great help to us.
Right.
They let us use Echo Hill. So, Joe, do you want to tell them a little bit about our event coming up?
Yes, this is really interesting. So, yeah, please do.
On Sunday, September 8th, at Echo Hill Park, which is just off Route 31 near the park headquarters, on Lilac Drive, and we can give you the address of it a little later, we have an open house where we invite anybody who would ever think about wanting to square dance, or even if they never have thought about wanting to square dance, to come and see what it looks like. You can come and watch. You can come and participate. And you will have a good time. The caller is going to be Mary. She is the one that does the show.
It's a lot of fun.
And we do it for just over 2 hours. And the open house is leading to help us recruit people to start a new class, which happens on the following Tuesday, September 10th, at Echo Hill Park at 7 o'clock p.m. The class on Tuesday, if you for some reason can't make it on Sunday, we treat that first class as another open house to come in and try it, see if you like it. If you can walk, or you can walk to music, you can square dance. And you don't have to figure out what comes next, because that's what the caller is for. They lead you by the hand. They vocally tell you what call and what move to do. So you don't have to worry about it. You can just do it and enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Right.
And we work on it, so it's not really, you don't do with lessons. You come, we teach you, and it immediately goes into the dancing. Right. So you are dancing from the moment that you get there.
Yeah.
So come on September 8th at 1:30. It's from 1:30 to 4. And it is actually at 43 Lilac Drive in Flemington.
Okay. Well, what interests me, we're going to talk about a lot of different things that were on my list. And, and by the way, folks, I've already gone over that list of things I want to cover. But let's start with this special proclamation. This is a copy of a proclamation that came through the state of New Jersey and from our governor. There it is right there. So talk about that. Share what this
is all
about.
I will. September is National Square Dance Month. It's celebrated throughout the country. And our governor has annually signed a proclamation making September Square Dance Month in New Jersey and celebrating the sport of square dancing. Do you know what the official folk dance of the state of New Jersey is?
I have no clue.
Guess.
Well, just a square dance.
Exactly.
I thought maybe maybe a style of square dance or just square dance. Okay.
We try to make it cute, simple.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good thing. From a marketing standpoint, I love marketing concepts.
Right.
And from a marketing standpoint, what is the ball in your court as far as promoting and marketing this endeavor of square dancing? Is there any other support that you might get from a regional or national level?
Yes, there is. There are currently 16 square dance clubs in the state of New Jersey.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And there is an overriding organization that basically coordinates the schedules of all of the groups, and they're called the Northern New Jersey Square Dance Association.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a catalog, if you will, a calendar that comes out a couple of times a year.
I'll hold it up.
Tells,
a little bit closer.
That tells the world. Tells the world who's dancing where and when and who's calling, and it has write-ups on each of the clubs, and so that we communicate via that. They also offer a website that has schedules and other things on it, and it's called the Northern New Jersey Square Dance Association, and we are an active member of that group.
Well, that's wonderful. So if somebody wanted to get a copy of this, they would contact your organization?
Actually, they go online.
That booklet is actually online.
Yes.
Oh, it is?
Also, yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
So that's
so all the information is there.
Okay.
So all of the clubs, all of New Jersey, and where they would be giving lessons, a lot of them begin every September, lessons do. So they're there, and all of the open houses there are there. They list all of the they hired national callers that will come in, square dance callers. And so then they would advertise to all of our groups,
right,
and we all go and dance together at those. So that's pretty exciting.
That is. As I said before the program started today, back when I was probably in junior high school, I don't know if it was senior high school, but square dancing was included in our gymnastics programs. I can remember that clearly. And when I first learned that our mutual friend Donna, I have to mention her name, Donna Ralph Serio, took an interest in doing this, I was kind of surprised because I didn't realize that it was so alive and well. I had an aunt and uncle years ago that were square dancers.
Right.
All my parents never did it, but my aunt and uncle did. But I was so surprised at how alive and well this whole the interest is in square dancing.
Right.
It's remarkable. Although you pointed out that you take more of a modern approach in your particular group, so you're integrating other styles of dancing.
We do. The actual music that we use isn't just country western music. There is some. But we also do Broadway and jazz and contemporary music.
And rock and roll.
Rock and roll. I have a new one that I'm doing is Shut Up and Dance. And, so a lot of them are newer songs. I'm Here for the Party. They're all ilks of music that you can actually square dance to.
Yeah, but we're primarily a square dance club. We don't do other types of dancing at our events.
No. We do all that jazz, and we do square dance calls.
That was my question.
Yes.
So you're still using all of the various calls that you've developed. And,
right. Yeah.
But to the beat of all that jazz and then Alan left. Okay. That's really good. I find that interesting. Also, years ago, I know that my aunt and uncle were all outfitted in the big skirts and the bolo ties and what have you.
Yeah. We still have those in our closet.
You still have those. Uh-huh.
And there is a surplus of it in our households for this group.
But we have decided to opt out of that on a regular basis.
Really?
We take people the way they want to come. So skirts, no skirts, jeans, we really don't care.
Yeah.
We take people as they come in the door. There are no dress
dress code
guidelines.
We're
actually going to do a square dance themed dance in the future, just so we'll get a chance to wear the frilly things.
Sure.
Because we don't wear them on a regular basis.
Yeah.
We found that if we wanted to appeal to people that are younger than we are, and we are, as a club, mm-hmm. getting people almost every class between 5 to 10 years younger than they were in the class before. So as we appeal to people that are younger than we are, we need to have younger music. We need to be able to understand the constraints that a dress code might place on somebody wanting to come to us.
Yeah, right.
So we're trying to be friendly.
And especially open. Somebody who works for a living. There was a time when...
So I call that a real job.
Yeah, a real job. Yeah.
Exactly. there was a time when most of the people in our club were retired.
Yeah.
And
right.
over the years and of late, with Mary's help and the classes right. that we've been putting on, we've gotten a bit of a younger crowd.
Yeah.
And because it's a younger crowd, some people work
yeah.
and they come to the dances after work, and they're not going to wear what you just described
right.
to work
yeah.
so they can get there
right.
when they're supposed
right.
to.
Yeah.
The other thing we do is we all bring food to share. So you come and it's a party atmosphere. So you come and there's food to share, and a lot of it is almost can be a replacement dinner.
Yeah,
is the way we make
it. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, right. And so, so you come and you dance and you talk. We dance for about 15 minutes and then we break, or we dance for 15, 20 minutes and then we break for a few minutes. And in that time, we get to catch up with all of our friends. The intent is not to create instant friendships, but you create them because you're
sure.
there on a regular basis.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a chamber of commerce that you dance at.
Right.
So you network, you get to meet people, you get to learn about their families, you get to follow what their families do, and get to help
yeah.
them when they're in need. And so it really gives you a sense of community that is difficult to find nowadays.
Well, unlike in the Chamber of Commerce, or I belong to several women's networking groups. We all have our own businesses, whereas
right.
the common thread here is the interest in the square dancing and the
right.
music.
And yeah. you need 8 people to make
yeah.
it work.
Yeah.
So it's to our benefit to have more people, because as more people come, more people can
sure.
dance.
Sure, yeah. You know, I'm curious, you're both callers. Are
correct.
Are you trained through the organization, or how
no.
do you learn the calling?
You want to tell your story about how you got started?
Yeah, sure. Joe took lessons first, and there were a few of our members that were taking lessons. And I got into it, and I watched them, and I'm going, well, how can you possibly know if it's any fun? How do you know that if you're even good at it?
Yeah.
Because you can go away for like weekends, and they call them square dance schools,
mm-hmm.
Universities,
yeah.
and you can learn a little bit about calling. So we were at a picnic, and Joe was calling at the picnic.
For the club.
For the
yeah.
club. And he said, well, if you want to find out, here, take this mic. And he gave me a piece of paper with the words of the song on it. And I'm a literalist. And the song was All That Jazz. And so I belted out, because I got a pretty good voice, I belted out All That Jazz. And then you get to the first part where you have to tell people what to do, other than circle left. And the directions are heads, which are the two couples that are facing each other. And then in parentheses it says sides, square through four. The way you're supposed to deliver it is heads, square through four. I delivered it as it was read, because the second time through you do sides, square through four,
yeah.
right? So I did heads, sides, square through four.
And everybody stopped.
Yeah, everybody stopped. They went, what? And
what?
I went, I'm reading it. I don't know.
And that was the beginning
yeah,
of...
Yeah, but from that little moment, everybody said, you got to take lessons. You got to take lessons. If I knew how long it was going to take before you could actually become proficient, maybe I wouldn't have done... Maybe I would have picked a simpler... quicker hobby, but it is fun.
Oh, it is. I'm
it
sure.
is fun.
And I have it on good authority that you have a very nice voice.
I do. It's one of those God things, you know, but
yeah.
it's so much fun to use it. And, you know, you're using it and giving people directions. How could you not like that?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Really. Well, we're going to break for some of our sponsors. So we have 3 of them to run, and then we'll be back.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. This program runs every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And, of course, we're on Teachable Moments in Business on Facebook. So this is live at the moment. And it's also a site that you can go back to and view multiple times, and you can tell your friends about us. Also, the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce has on their website a link to the radio programs, and there you'll see not only the information about the host, but also a list of all of the programs by date. They're not really entitled, but you can certainly look at a bunch of them. You just click on them, and you can hear them. You can listen to our programs as you're traveling. You can listen to it on your cell phone, or if you're in your office or a laptop, you can listen to the programs. It's all online. It's not a regular radio program per se. But the value here is that there are so many hosts that conduct programs of great interest, and you can't miss. There's so much information you can gain from just keeping the radio running all the time, and you'll be quite pleased with what you learned. So my guests today are Mary Moody and Joe Quietek, both of whom are very avid square dancers and extremely passionate about the organizations that they're a member of. In fact, what do we call you? Flutter, you're a flutter wheeler.
Yes, exactly. Right.
A flutter wheel is one of the square dance calls.
Is it really? Yeah. I wondered where that came from, actually. So thank you for clarifying that. So this is the Hunterdon Flutter Wheels, and you're actually part of this organization, which is the Northern New Jersey Square Dancers Association. Now, you said there are 11. Did you say 11 chapters?
There's 16 clubs 16, okay. In the state of New Jersey,
in
the northern portion, and there's 2 or 3 down in the southern portion of New Jersey.
And now, go ahead.
There are clubs all over the United States.
We
travel to Pennsylvania on a regular basis.
Yeah.
We traveled to New York City not too long ago as our club to dance in New York City.
That is so cool.
You know, it's,
And every June, there's a national square dance convention that happens all over the country. They go from Kansas City to Seattle to Spokane to Atlanta, Cincinnati. Over the years, though, square dancing has diminished slightly because people don't know we're here.
Yeah.
For instance, in Anaheim, California, in 1976, the National Convention hosted 39,000 square dancers.
Oh, goodness, I can't imagine. Oh, wow.
And in Baltimore in the year 2000, there were 10,000 square dancers. And in 2018 in Kansas City, there was only 3,200.
Wow, that so has dropped.
So the sport has dropped off a little bit. And we're trying to help fix that.
Yeah. And where was the national this year in 2019?
It was outside of Georgia.
Outside of
Atlanta.
In Atlanta. Did you go?
We did not.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I had gone to another caller convention, caller lab, just before that, and got to teach a lot of the people that were there the lessons that we had learned about how to market and present our club in a positive manner to be able to get more people in.
See, that I love. It's not like you're totally on your own to figure this out. You have a support system.
We have a support system.
Which is so important.
And we had a training session not too long ago with the Northern New Jersey Square Dance Association where we gave a seminar on square dancing and growth.
Yeah.
So it's not easy. And like any small business, you use a number of different tools.
That's right.
And Joe was going to talk about some of those, some of the tools that we've been using in our outreach event.
Okay. So there's a choice. You can talk about the tools first. and the other concept that I want to get to eventually here in our short hour or less at this point. The concept of WIFM, W-I-I-F-M, is a concept that we talk about in my marketing classes. I teach at Raritan Valley Community College for the Small Business Development Centers. And it's WIFM stands for What's in It for Me. And I always say if you don't give people a reason to do something, they won't.
I think we should talk about that one first.
Would you like to do that first? Okay,
right.
So what's in it for someone? What would attract them to want to get involved, and what are the benefits that they would gain? It's not people buy what they get. First of all, they buy into why you do it, and then they buy into the benefits that they will gain. So it's really all about them.
Let's ping pong on that one.
Okay.
When they come into the door, they know that they're going to be dancing. We can make it fun and easy. And so it's not going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, what else can they get?
They get associated with a group that meets regularly. The square dance community dances at least twice a month. We do every second Friday. They get the invitation at the open house. They get to experience what is in store for them in the long term if they decide to stay for it. It's a social atmosphere, and there's health benefits too.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah, that's good.
An evening of square dancing, which can be 2 to 2.5 hours most nights, is equivalent to people have actually used their walkers, their step counters.
Correct.
And it comes out to be 2 to 3 miles if you had walked it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There are many health benefits because both mental and physical. The physical, yes, you're getting exercise. You're bouncing around. You're moving. You're walking around. As Mary had mentioned, we usually set out a good tray with food and things. So that sort of diminishes the physical benefit because you're not going to lose weight most of the time. Because a lot of people come in and have a good time and build up a little appetite from the exercise, and they find that they're munching for the night.
But
that also attracts people because we've been known to put out a good spread when people come to our square dances. The other part is the mental activity.
Yeah.
Square dancing in the old days was repetitious, meaning a call was a series of calls that got you moving around the floor, would then be repeated 4 times or more so that once you saw it once, it would be the exact same thing for then on till the end of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the callers will dynamically make up on the fly what they want you to do. And it changes from time to time. It never really repeats itself. So they will move you around, and a lot of people will say, oh, he's doing that, and I expect something to happen. So they anticipate what the next call will be, and if the caller sees that they're doing that, he will change it, or she will change it, I should say that, so that you never know exactly what your going to be doing next. It's a surprise, and that's what part of the fun is doing things that you don't expect to do and that you're capable of doing it, which is where the instruction comes in. So we have a good time.
You do 15 or 20 calls in a sequence and then get back to where you started.
I see.
So you get back home, so to speak. So people are looking, oh, am I back home? No, not quite yet, almost. Yeah. So, but as you give a call, oftentimes they've got to hold that call in their brain and then get their body to do it, because we give the call about 2 beats before they need it. And sometimes, depending on the type of calls that are coming, they may be earlier than that.
Yeah.
So you might have to hold it in your brain for a little bit before you do it. So that's why it's so good for your memory.
That's right.
Because you are actually not just moving all of your body, but you're moving it in response to something that you have to hold in your brain for a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
So they've actually shown that it is one of the type, dancing is good anyway, but square dancing is one of the types that is good specifically to help you with any kind of early senior dementia type of things.
And the other thing, even though they may be eating at these, but the it sounds like the body's moving, the joints are working better,
and we have healthy options.
We
do have healthy options on the table, so it's up to you to pick them. But there's always going to be fruit and cheese and so forth on the table too, and the fact that we have breaks every 20 minutes or so means that you get to chat and get some water and relax for a little bit before you get up again.
Yeah.
So it's a fun thing.
And we do usually go through a lot of water in an evening.
Yeah. You do, yeah. You know, I found on your website, and by the way, I'm just going to mention it now. We'll mention it again. But your website is 100influtterwheels.nnjsda.org.
Correct.
On that website, you talk about the mission, which is the mission of Flutter Wheels is to provide an opportunity for members to dance together in a spirit of friendliness, cooperation, and sharing in the responsibilities of the club. So it's a multi. There's a lot of reasons why people can what they will get
so
out of it.
We're called a friendly club.
Yeah,
and it started with a very small club, about two squares. So that's 16 people or 20 people or so. And Joe and his wife came and took lessons and started to organize the club in a little better way.
We volunteered as part of the club organization.
Yeah.
Correct. And when we finally came to the club, it seemed to me that rather than look at people and not say hi, there were about three couples. And we would make sure that if somebody came in the door, all three of us couples would go over to them and welcome them and say, "Hi, you do." Well, after a while, it got to be an atmosphere. That's exactly what we did.
Yeah.
And it just was this welcoming thing. And it still is being done now today, not by a group of people that are hostesses or hosts, but just by people that are walking over and being friendly and saying, "So where did you come from? You know, you live around here, you know?"
Oh, yeah. I teach a class on networking skills, and those are the kinds of things that I talk about.
Right.
I cite examples of people who were very shy and they're wallflowers, and finally, after others went up to talk to them, eventually they opened up and they were, you know, they became more comfortable, and that is so important. Otherwise, you would be viewed as a cliquey kind of place, and they wouldn't want to come back.
Right.
So
right.
I think it's great. Joe, you had talked about a little bit about the history you were going to mention. Was that the other one we said we were going to talk about?
As you mentioned at the top of the show, the Flutter Wheel started in 1972.
Mm-hmm.
It was a completely different world at that point, as you could realize from the attendance at the conventions. There were many more clubs in the New Jersey area at that time. Square dancing was started. The Americans modified the dances that they brought with them to the country. And as it moved west, You've seen the movie Oklahoma. They had that right. kind of thing. That's the attire that was used until recently, actually.
A couple years ago.
Yeah.
When people actually started showing up in jeans, and we said, we have a choice. We can give them a little scolding and say, come back, or we can just smile.
Yeah, exactly.
And over the last few years, probably going back 30 or 40 years, they've standardized the square dancing so that if you're out in California or you're in New England, the same calls mean the same thing wherever you are.
Yeah.
And that's also true about around the world. My wife Donna and I visited Asheville, North Carolina a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And when we go out of town, we look up the local square dance clubs and try to dance with those people. And most of the time, they're very welcoming, just like we're trying to be here.
Yeah.
And you can do that almost anywhere in the world. If you're if you're a square dancer and go traveling, you can visit a local club. And the nice thing is you find out all the local stuff that's going on.
Exactly. I think it's wonderful.
You become less of a tourist and a friend as they take you around or show you where to go.
Yeah.
We've met a lot of nice people over the years doing that.
Well, my friends Don and Ralph are snowbirds, and they go to Florida, and they've gotten involved down there. So I'm sure they've experienced what you've just said, that they became acclimated to the area.
Right.
They knew what places to go, probably restaurants. And
they
go to a lot of theater shows.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many benefits from that. Plus, just if, you know, they're strange. They were strangers when they first started going there. Now they're not. I mean, they've developed quite a few friends, and it's created an outreach that's multiplied.
Right.
Actually, so that's pretty cool.
It's a lot of fun.
It's really really nice. So, I'm curious, across the country, across the United States, how many chapters would you say there might be? I'm just curious.
Square dance clubs.
Do you have any kind of...
I don't have a number, but I know just like in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, there are 4 or 5 clubs. Yeah. Just in Lancaster and surrounding.
And
so they're everywhere.
And along the Delaware River on the Pennsylvania side, there's probably a dozen clubs between Easton and Newark, Delaware.
Right. I am so amazed.
Right.
It's... You know, I thought square dancing was a thing of the past, but it's... Not.
Yeah. We go up to upstate New York, and we cross over into Canada, and we dance with 2 or 3 clubs that are in Ontario.
For heaven's sakes. That is so neat.
You know, a lot of fun.
Yeah. So is there a cost involved in the membership of this organization? Is it okay if I ask you that?
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine. To join the club, it's $7.50 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And to attend a dance, it's $4.50 a person.
Mm-hmm.
So for $9, a couple can go out, have a good, fun evening, and not spend a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
One of the other things we do is we actually get together for coffee or go out for drinks or desserts afterwards, after our events. So we broaden the scope of our date, so to speak. And so... And do things together as couples. We do other things other than just square dancing.
Yeah.
We should mention that we partner with the Hunterdon County Recreation Department.
Yeah.
And they sponsor our program. And they actually print our information in the Harbinger, the little booklet that goes out to every household in the whole county. And so we get people come in that see that ad in the Harbinger. We also get... generally people that are either friends or in the Harbinger or have seen us on Facebook because we've joined Facebook and we have a lot of outreach into the various Facebook groups to tell people that we exist.
Besides the county support, which is wonderful, are there any other organizations that you can cross-reference or get some exposure I don't know whether you have any kind of a partnership or an affiliation. It's called Fusion Marketing. But well, I wondered if you did anything with other groups. That
the NNJSCA does that for us in the square dance area.
Yeah.
So we do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's quite the same thing, but we put flyers in libraries. We have business cards that we hand out to people all year that tell people about the organization. We have a flyer that we can put in the back of our car that when we park, we can put it in our window.
Oh, that's awesome.
So people can see that and then go, oh, I might like to do that.
Yeah.
So as we have this open house, we do that too. The county has let us have a couple signs, you know, the big signs on the side of the road. They let us put our organizations on them. So there's a signboard on Route 12 and on 31 that have our information. We go to county fairs and do, you know, demos. And
I saw that last year. I didn't go to the fair this year, but last year I know Donna was there.
Yeah, we go to county fairs. Yeah. I was just recently up in Warren County because some people come down from Warren County at the Warren County Fair, and we put on a demo and also a demo, also a small barn dance. And we had 10 people come in from the audience to dance at the barn dance.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so they may not come to lessons, but at least they know a little bit more about square dancing.
Yeah, you've piqued their interest.
Right.
I had a client one time who had, I forget what their business was, but they would make deliveries using a vehicle that was, using a truck or some kind of vehicle. Anyway, they had a little magnetic pocket that they would put on the outside of their vehicle.
Right.
And they would go make deliveries, and they would put brochures in the pocket. When they came back, it was empty.
That's a cute idea.
So they know the people.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, I put my business cards in restaurants sometimes.
Right.
I had a friend of mine said, gee, I see your name everywhere.
and it's true. That's what we try to do.
Yeah.
And so what we found out, there wasn't one way to actually market to one specific type of way to market to people. Yeah, it almost had to be like a shotgun approach. You needed a lot of different ways. Now, people would pick up a flyer, maybe in a library or something, and then look online. And they, you know, so when we, because we take surveys of people when they come in the door at the open house,
so we
can follow up and see what works and what doesn't work.
And as usual, word of mouth seems to be the primary. The more we grow, the more dancers we get in the club, the more audience we can reach by being friends of those people.
Right. So I often, you said you have flyers to hand out. I like the idea of giving people a business card.
Correct.
That they can then pass out. You may have something like that.
And we change it slightly during the year. It's not always the same. We change it. We look at it. In fact, Joanna is the one that does all of that good work. And she puts the open house information on the back.
That's really good.
So depending on the year, time of year, we put all that information on it too.
Okay. I'm going to break for messages from some of our sponsors. We still have a little time left, so we'll go through our sponsor messages, and I'll be back.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
It's very unique.
Okay, of those of you who are watching us, we're having a planning session here because there's so much we can talk about. And so I'm going to put the balls in your courts. So we have time to share some more information.
Well, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the amount of students we had in our last lesson. We had lessons this last year, and we had 30 students that not only came to the lessons but ended up graduating. So they went through the entire 12 weeks, which is pretty unusual. And we were just so excited to have them grow to that point. Most clubs have 2, 3, 6 students, and we ended up having 30.
Wow, that's
but, and they and 30 people ended up joining our club.
Yeah. Now, when you say students, these are adults, or are these?
They are adults. Generally, you have to be about 12.
Okay. Do you get it? Kids that are either high school or college also coming at all?
We look for teens and our audience at this point is teens and active adults.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. I got you turned off at the moment. You can cough some more. Although they'll hear on his phone.
All right. So for the class, for the teens and active adults, we're inviting them to our open house, which is going to be Sunday, September 8th at Echo Hill Park. Mm-hmm. The lodge at Echo Hill Park. Echo Hill is a very pretty place. It's one of the prettiest square dance locations in the state of New Jersey.
Is that so? Wow.
It has a wooden floor. It has a fireplace in one end, a little stage at the other end, an alcove for putting food out. We'll hold about 9, 10, 11 squares, so we can get a good number of people in there. And it's, as I said, it's one of the prettiest places. Yeah. It's what you would typically think of as a square dance location.
That's amazing.
Most clubs dance in school cafeterias.
Yeah.
And this is a typical pretty square dance location.
What a great draw for people to be there. You create that atmosphere. I had no idea about this location. Donna, that's one thing Donna didn't tell me.
Yeah, the other thing we do is we have themed nights. So you don't have to come. But we had Dr. Susie. It was his 100th anniversary or something. I have no idea.
Yeah.
So we did a whole theme where you dressed up as a character from Dr. Seuss's books.
That's it sounds like fun. Okay, I know Joe had some other things on your little list of tips.
The open house is an event that we put on for the Hunterdon County Department of Parks and Recreation. It's actually one of their items that they get credit for for the park system. It's on their menu.
Yeah.
But we are the ones that physically put it on, and Mary is doing the calling for it. We then have classes which run Tuesday nights. The first one being Tuesday, September 10th at 7:30 at Echo Hill, and that is also a park organization. Just like they put on concerts during the summer, this is us putting on something for them. Where was I going?
A great relationship that you have with the community.
And we help them do various events. We help them park people at various summer events and for them.
We are an affiliated group, and as an affiliated group, we get use of Echo Hill Park or the lodge. But we're also, as you mentioned on the statement about our what our club is, you read, it says we must participate.
Yeah.
And we participate by helping the park system park cars at Touch a Truck. We man booths for them.
Right.
We've done other things. So that's another thing that keeps the social part of the club.
Do you wear your shirts when you do that?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course. Yes.
I don't need to interrupt.
Yeah, that's why we got them.
And lastly, if you are interested in participating or want some more information for the open house or the first class, which is also an open house, you can give us a call at 908-458-6387.
Okay, repeat that again one more time.
The contact phone number is 908-458-6387.
There you go. Okay, and then share with us the email address and the website again.
The website is www.hunterdenflutterwheels, and I'm going to spell that once. hunterdenflutterwheels.nnjsda.org.
That's a long,
it is a long but it's the name of the club, Hunterdon. The call is a flutter wheel, and if you look up something on any sort of square dance site, you'll see what that is. And NNJSDA is what the catalog that you looked there, the organization. It's we're off of their website, nnjsda.org. Okay.
So they can go to that website and see everything that's in here.
They can do that. And if they don't want to try to do the whole, type in the whole word, if they go to nnjsda.org, they have a list of clubs and they can click on the flutter wheels and you'll see all the information about us.
There's all sorts of links and videos and pictures so that you can get a good idea of who we are and what we do.
Right.
And our access on Facebook is facebook.com/HunterdonFlutterWheels again.
Very good. Now, some people are not crazy about having to look at everything up on the Internet, so if they would like a copy of this, they can call the phone number that you gave. Is that possible?
That is possible.
And you will help them out to make sure.
Yes,
okay.
For sure.
Okay. Well, this has been a fascinating experience for me to have you here, and I'm glad that you were able to come by. Wonderful organization. I've learned a lot, and clearly there's so many benefits for all ages. Oh, one last thing. We talked about today there are single women who want to come.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about that because we have another minute, and that'll be it.
You do not have to be a couple to come to our square dances. You can be single. You can be a male, you can be a female. We make sure that you not only dance through the lessons, but once you join the club, we share the males that are among us. So, and we've gotten really good at sharing. That's so, I mean, there are a couple of, I mean, there are always jokes, you know, I'm you know, I'm Mike's second wife. But that works, it works really well for us.
Yeah.
And we actually teach our women to walk into a square and raise their hands. That's a signal that you need more people in your square to make sure you get eight.
Right.
So they walk in by themselves and raise their hand, and a male will come to them. They do not have to be asked to come and dance.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that
it's great.
That is so awesome. Oh, wow. Well, I want to thank you both. We've been talking with Mary Moody and Joe Kwiatek from the Hunterdon Flutterwheels Square Dance Club. It's alive and well. It offers so many benefits for everyone. I hope that you'll, those of you who are listening to this program will share the information, pass it along to your friends. As Joe said, word of mouth means an awful lot to this organization. And whoever takes advantage of this will be happy that they did that. It'll be certainly a worthwhile endeavor. So with regard to teachable moments in business, you hopefully have taken some notes. You've learned about this organization. But also I'm always looking for folks who would like to be interviewed on this program, or perhaps there are topics that you would like us to cover. Please contact me. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. My company is Rushmore Mentoring Group, and I'll give my phone number, which is 908-832-9544. And I'll repeat that. It's 908-832-9544. You can also send me an email, and that address is vmorgan at rusmore.com. So thank you for visiting with us today. Today, just as I may not have said the date, is August 20th, 2019. Please listen in to our program next week, and keep a pencil and paper handy. You're going to go away with some good takeaways that you can use in whatever endeavors you're engaged in. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is committing to expanding space exploration and renewing leadership in commercial space.
The United States is on track in our efforts to expand and renew American leadership in space.
The vice president, speaking there in Chantilly, Virginia, also says that the Trump administration plans to put a man and first woman on the moon by 2024.
We will return American astronauts to the moon for the first time since 1972. We will go there to establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars.
President Trump is welcoming the president of Romania to the White House on Tuesday. Speaking in the Oval Office, the president praised the leader and his approach to trade. The president is also expected to nominate Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan to be the next U.S. ambassador to Russia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
New York, Connecticut, and Vermont are joining forces to block an immigration rule that the Trump administration says they will be enforcing that's been on the books for years. The law makes it nearly impossible for immigrants to get green cards if they've ever relied on government assistance such as welfare. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Air conditioners will be on full blast across much of the country this week as forecasters say over 100 million people will be feeling the heat. In places like Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C., temperatures will be in the 90s, but with humidity, it will feel like over 100. Meanwhile, parts of the Southwest will see record highs as Phoenix could approach 115. Dr. Diane Hess on how you can keep cool.
I mean, many people turn to those hydration drinks like a Gatorade or an electrolyte drink. Water is fine to keep you hydrated. Just it's nicer if it's cool because then it does cool the core body temperature, like if you have cool fluids in you.
The warm weather is expected to stick around through the week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Activists are calling on Juul to halt the sale of flavored e-cigarettes, arguing it encourages young people and children to vape. Outside Juul's headquarters in New York City, Councilman Mark Levine, he's a Democrat, leads a rally and says something needs to be done to keep our kids safe.
We need to protect the children of the city and beyond. And we can do that by keeping these flavors out of their hands.
Now, the CDC is investigating 94 cases of children and adults who have suffered pulmonary disease, possibly linked to vaping. 12 of those cases are in New York, while 9 are in New Jersey. Meanwhile, Dr. Janetta Nishwawa tells Fox News, we really don't know the effects of vaping on anyone.
That's why we have to take precautions, because we're still studying and still learning and still researching the effects of inhaling these chemicals, these toxins, and how they affect our bodies, and especially how they're affecting children. We see so many young teenagers and kids that are hospitalized on ventilators in the ICU after vaping. And just yesterday here in New York, the health department issued an advisory warning linking vaping with severe lung damage. So something's going on, and we definitely have to tackle it, because, you know, it's an epidemic. That's growing.
Now, regarding those protests going on, parents and other advocates say that fruit and candy-flavored